Four-star Alabama commit is going to be back in Auburn this weekend, and some big-time recruiting predictions were logged yesterday.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five. Happy Thursday. The weekend is so close, and we're going to have some fun, help you kind of guide you towards the weekend. We're going to talk some recruiting today. A former Auburn commit, a Bama commit twice, is going to be back in town with his whole family for an official visit this weekend. And there were some massive, massive 2026 recruiting predictions logged for Auburn yesterday. We're going to talk about those. But before we do, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, who likes the IRS? Not me. And who wants the IRS in their retirement accounts? Not me. Get with Ford Stokes. He can help you delete the IRS from your retirement accounts. And he can also analyze your 401k, everything that you got, make sure it's performing where it needs to be performing, absolutely at no cost to you. Great guy. You got to reach out to him. If nothing else, you make another Auburn friend. And who better to trust with your money than a guy that loves the same team that you love? Make sure you reach out to him. So many ways to check him out: activewealth.com, annuity360.net, or even retirementresults.com. You can check out all of his television shows. Ford Stokes, tell him War Eagle, tell him I sent you. All right. This is kind of a funny story. I mean, this is a funny recruitment to watch. Antonio Coleman, defensive tackle, four-star defensive tackle from Saraland, has scheduled an official visit with Auburn this weekend. If you forget about who this guy is, last September, four-star defensive tackle, Saraland, Mobile area, big-time recruit. In September, I believe he commits to Alabama for the first time, okay, this past September. Then, I think in December, he actually flipped his commitment to Auburn. And then as Jeremy Garrett leaves to go to the NFL, shortly after that, he flips his commit back to Alabama. But Auburn still really wants this guy. And it's a battle. Clearly he's torn. Clearly it's a battle. Well, he's going to be back in Auburn this weekend. I think it was kind of a big surprise. I don't think it was something that was necessarily planned. Not something that was necessarily on the board, so to speak, on his schedule. And he's going to be coming to Auburn, and not only coming to Auburn, but coming to Auburn with basically his whole family. And that's typically a good thing. Get a chance to come back to Auburn and get a chance to hang out, get a little bit more personal one-on-one time with Vontrell King-Williams, you know, his defensive line coach, who's starting to get rave reviews throughout the spring. You talk about recruits coming in and saying good things about him. He's starting to sort of get his feet underneath him recruiting-wise. You had two defections right after Jeremy Garrett left. You had his name escapes me right now. You lose two four-star defensive tackles, Antonio Williams, and I believe Kalen Edwards maybe is his name. I'll verify that in just a second. But you lose those, and you had a pretty solid – you had four guys, you know, four big-time four-star guys that you had committed. Yeah, Kalen Edwards. And then you lose two. But now you're battling to get those two back, because that was your core. That was your guys that you wanted. That was your guys that you got on early. And Jeremy Garrett had them nailed down. You got Jordan Crawford. You got Malik Autry, who's a five-star on some sites. And Jordan Crawford, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, may be the best player in this whole class. I mean, you look at this kid throwing up 600-plus pounds on the squat rack, benching close to dang near 500 pounds. Like, dude is just an absolute monster. And you had Antonio Coleman, and you had Kalen Edwards. And then you lose, obviously, Antonio Coleman, and you lose Kalen Edwards. Kalen Edwards came in last week And he's already talking about, man, I'm thinking about getting back in. You know, I think that one is more so does Auburn want him back in than it is Kalen Edwards wanting back in. But, you know, we'll see how that one plays out. But Antonio Coleman is somebody that Auburn covets. Mobile kid, very, very explosive. And again, anytime you can sink some hooks into that Mobile area, I talked about it when he did commit to Auburn. If you can sink your hooks into that Mobile area, those folks are tight-knit. Those folks are tight-knit, and that's where Auburn used to have a lot of success in that northern Mobile area. You know, your Blunts, your Pritchards, your, you know, all those different areas. And then Saraland is right there with them. So I think Auburn is not really concerned about the flip-flopping, and I don't think we should be either. Auburn really wants this kid, and I think if they can knock it out of the park this weekend, along with all the other big-time recruits that are coming in, and we're going to talk about all of those tomorrow. But I thought this was a special case because of the back, you know, a little bit of the back and forth. But you know, if Auburn can knock it out of the park this weekend, I don't think it's off the table to say that this kid could end up back in Auburn's class. I think it just took some time. Look at it through his point of view. Okay, look at it through his point of view. You know, I committed to Alabama. Maybe he caught some wind that Saban was going to retire. He flips to Auburn, loves Jeremy Garrett, and then all of a sudden Jeremy Garrett leaves. And so you don't have all these relationships that you've built in different places are leaving you, basically. They're all going elsewhere. So it's like, man, I don't really know what to think. Or not really sure. You commit to you flip to an Alabama staff that you have no idea who anybody is, but you just are comfortable with the Alabama aspect. And now you're starting to get your relationship back with Vontrell King Williams. I get it. Young kids committing early and then having a lot of change thrown at them in a very short amount of time. It makes sense to understand why he would, you know, have the emotional pull to go kind of back and forth. So this is going to be a battle. This is going to be a battle. And when there's a battle, when Hugh Freeze is on one side, I typically don't even really care who's on the other side. Auburn's going to stand a good chance of landing that kid. And I really like what Vontrell King Williams has been able to do in such a short amount of time as well, to kind of, you know, sort of supplant himself and get up to speed at a really, really quick pace. He's been able to sort of jump in and get after it. So I think that's going to be a fun one. If you like fun, if fun is bad, if you like recruiting battles, this is going to be a fun one to watch. And this is why I stress, and sometimes I even get caught up in it, but this is why I want to try to, you know, stress how in today's game, you got to be careful what you say, because especially about a kid that commits elsewhere, because you never know nowadays. Flipping back, I don't know, maybe not even 5, 6, 7 years ago, there just wasn't a lot of kids that flipped. I mean, now it seems like almost every recruit is going to have at least one flip, or every 1 out of 3, or maybe even more than that, maybe more like 2 out of 3 are going to flip at some point in time. So you got to be careful. And then, you know, forget about flipping. You can transfer. Now you can transfer after you can go 1 year and then transfer. So with there's just nobody's really out, I guess. Nobody's really out of reach. So you just got to be careful. I think you should embrace this kid because he's been through a lot in a short amount of time, and Auburn loves him. And that's all that should matter. That's all that should matter. So he's going to come in. Even if you get his commitment, you should be happy about it. But understand the battle's not over. The battle for this kid's not going to be over until signing day. Hey, it's not going to be over. There's probably going to be other schools that try to come after this kid because this kid's that good. This kid is that good. When there was a ESPN game, you know, they were trying to showcase Ryan Williams, which he actually went off in this game. I can't remember exactly who they were playing, but one of the stars of the game was Antonio Coleman. I mean, he's one of the best players on the field. He was one of the best players on Saraland's team, and that includes Ryan Williams last year. So I expect him to have a big senior year. I expect him to possibly shoot up the rankings. And he's a versatile inside, outside type guy. And I think Auburn really covets him. Auburn really, really wants to get him back in this class. So regardless of the flips, the commits, the decommits, regardless of all that's happened, Auburn still feels like they have a shot at this kid. And they're bringing him in with his whole family. And that usually means good things, especially when you can get Hugh Freeze in front of him. Put Kenyatta Watson, put my man Kenyatta Watson on his hip. Do whatever you got to do. They got a good chance to kind of, you know, make a big impression and possibly flip him back over again. Hey, who cares? Pass it back and forth. We're gonna catch as long as you're the last one. As long as you're the last one holding him, that's all that matters. So we'll see how that one goes. But that's gonna be an interesting one to watch. Now, before we talk about these 2026 predictions, which I'm telling you, these are huge. We got to give a shout out to PlainsCoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON to take 10% off your order every single time you make an order, not just your first order. They got a coffee for literally everyone. If you like it super duper light, if you like it super duper dark, super strong, super weak, whatever, they got it. And all of the beans are ground freshly, like days before they ship. So it's not just sitting in a warehouse. It's literally ground up, put in a bag, sent to you. It's so fresh that you can typically smell it as you get it out of the mailbox. It's it's that good. It's not in a aluminum can. It's not in a plastic box. It is freshly ground in a bag ready for you whenever it shows up. So stop wasting your time in the grocery store. Check out PlainsCoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON and save 10% off. So check them out. All right, so Auburn 247 Sports, and On3 is kind of getting in the mix too as far as recruiting experts being able to log predictions for players before they commit. And then it keeps up with their percentage and blah, blah, blah. Typically, when a homer site, which I call a homer site, like whenever if a kid is about to commit to certain school and that school starts puts in some predictions, sometimes you can take, you can take that at face value. Sometimes they're homer type riders, so they think they're going to get everybody. But when the national analysts start putting in predictions, that typically means something. That means, you know, when you're Steve Wiltfongs, you're Tom Lloyds, when these guys start putting in predictions, you kind of turn your head because they don't necessarily have the connections or have the emotional investments in the recruitments of the kids. So when a national recruiting analyst puts a prediction in, it's something that you might want to take a minute and put a little bit more weight in it, because there's no tie to a school there. It's just, I got information. My information is good enough for me to think that this kid's going to go to this school. So I'm going to go ahead and log my prediction. And Auburn got three predictions from Tom Loy, a 247 national analyst of big time Alabama, state of Alabama recruits to Auburn. And one of them has a commitment date. Yeah, 2026 has a commitment date in just a couple weeks. So I think that's a pretty good sign. Who are these kids? So start off with the one that's going to commit pretty quickly is Jamichael Garrett. He commits on June 19th. Okay. So again, this is 2026. So he's going into his junior year. So still a lot of time left, but Jamichael Garrett he's a beast. He does a little bit of everything from Gulf Shores High School, plays both ways. He's like a linebacker safety. I think he plays a little bit of running back or wildcat quarterback on offense. Very, very impressive kid. He was here actually on Sunday. He visited Sunday and he brought a kid that got another prediction, and we'll talk about him in just a second. But Auburn's wanted this kid for a while. Ever since Hughes got here, they've been on him. Gulf Shores had a big year. Obviously, last year won the state championship, I believe. Got a lot of pub one way or the other, but this is one of their best players. And it's another player down in that Baldwin County, Mobile area, Alabama stronghold, where it's just chock full of Alabama folks, and to be able to go in there and possibly pluck one, sink your hooks in, like I said earlier, in that Baldwin County area, that's big. That's big. You got other schools. You got bigger schools like you got Daphne, you got Fairhope, you got all those schools in Baldwin County. If you can pluck a kid out of there, this kid's from Gulf Shores High School. It means a lot. He commits on June 19th. Just got logged a prediction to Auburn from Tom Loy, 247 analyst. I think that is a big alert that could be on the horizon. So that's number one, Jamichael Garrett, Gulf Shores. Remember that name, June 19th. Hopefully he's a Auburn Tiger and stays an Auburn Tiger. You can't just chalk it up. And obviously look at Antonio Coleman. You can't just chalk it up and say he's an Auburn Tiger for good. You got to keep battling for him. And that's why you see kids that are even committed still coming in for official visits and still getting the red carpet treatment, because you got to keep recruiting these kids. All right, so Jamichael Garrett's the number seven player in the state of Alabama for 2026. The number one player in the state of Alabama for 2026 also got a prediction logged from Tom Loy, the same guy, Anthony Tank Jones. I love that. I love a good nickname. Tank obviously has good connotations with Auburn. This is a defensive lineman, edge type player from St. Paul's, another school where, other than maybe Trey Williams, Auburn doesn't get a lot of kids from St. Paul's. It's dead in the heart of Mobile. They send a ton of kids to Alabama. They send a ton of kids to insert school that's not Auburn. So, and this one's not going to be, this one's a long way from over, but Anthony Tank Jones, five-star edge from St. Paul's in the heart of Mobile, gets a prediction log from the same recruiting analyst. He was actually here with Jamichael Garrett on his visit on Sunday. So, these two are buds. They show up together. They get Jamichael Garrett's got a commitment coming up. National recruiting analysts give him a prediction. They give a prediction with his buddy Anthony Jones at the same time, Tank Jones. That's another one. That's a little siren going off. You might want to pay attention to that one. I think LSU is a really big player here. They've been on this kid for a while, and there may be some type of connection there with LSU. But nonetheless, national recruiting analysts, prediction, Anthony Tank Jones. This would be my early in 2026, this would be my favorite player of the class. This would be one of my more the most important guy to me in this class, if you could possibly pull him off. Again, number one player in the state of Alabama would be absolutely massive to get him. This one could go the distance. So this one's going to be a battle. I think LSU is probably your primary competition here. But nonetheless, the prediction went in. National analyst, not a real connection there to Auburn or Anthony Jones. So I think it's something to pay attention to. So Anthony Jones is the number one player. The number two player in the state of Alabama for 2026 also gets a prediction to Auburn. That's Hezekiah Harris from Huntsville, Alabama. Another big-time edge, another five-star. I'm sorry, Anthony. Remember, Anthony Jones is a five-star. Hezekiah Harris, also another on-three five-star, the number 19 player in the country, the number two player in the state of Alabama, 6'5", 230. He actually got two predictions to Auburn yesterday from a national analyst and an Auburn analyst, Christian Clemente, who obviously everybody knows CC. He does an unbelievable job with covering recruiting for Auburn from 247 Sports. So yesterday, national analyst, the number one player in the state of Alabama, 2026, the number two player in the state of Alabama, 2026, and the number seven player in the state of Alabama, 2026. Two of those will be five stars. Two of those are going to be edge players. I think that's something to pay attention to as well. It's kind of forecasting, seeing what you got, what you're going to be losing over the next couple of seasons. Probably going to have after 2024 and 2025, you're basically just going to have Ja'Caleb Falk and Kieron Crawford. That's pretty much your edge. That's pretty much your edge guys. So you got stuff to set. You got and then for 2026, Kieron Crawford will be gone. So you got playing time to sell. You got two big time edges in the state of Alabama close by, and they're getting national analyst predictions to Auburn. I love the way this staff gets after it. DJ Durkin on the defensive side is turning big time heads. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised over the next several months when you start seeing some of the defensive player, how that class is going to shape out, because there's a ton of momentum on that side. And then now we're seeing it in 2026 already. And you got to do that. You have to do that. This is the way you recruit, guys. This is the way that we've been hoping the recruiting would go. This is what you hire Hugh Freeze for. This is what you hire Hugh Freeze hires Will Redmond for. You can't just recruit in the year that you are in. Like, we've got, hey, Bobby Coleman, the Cam Coleman's little brother, I say little in quotation marks, from Phoenix City, 2027 quarterback. Hey, they're already hard on him. He was here for a camp. They were giving him the red carpet treatment. So, like, you can't just recruit 2025. You have to be recruiting 3-4 years out, because you see quotes like from Caleb Cunningham, Derek Nix has been recruiting me since I was in ninth grade. That's what this staff is doing, and you're already starting to see the fruits of that for not only recruiting class right now, but recruiting classes in the future. Man, if you could lock in number 1, 2, and 7 in the state of Alabama before even their senior year, heck, before their junior year started, what kind of momentum can you build from that? Love seeing these predictions come in. It just goes to show you how hard these guys are recruiting. So you got Jamichael Garrett on the 19th. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Hezekiah Harris pull a trigger somewhere around like Big Cat Weekend, because he's going to be coming back for Big Cat Weekend. This kid's been high on Auburn for a while. So that'll be a 5-star edge and a high 4-star hybrid safety to add to your big-time interior lineman that you have already and your wide receiver in the 2026 class. And we may look at – once those maybe pop – if those pop off, we may have to look a little bit more in-depth about who you got on the 2026 class already. So there's going to be a big time – the visits this next, I guess, probably starting Saturday all the way through like next Wednesday are massive. There's guys coming almost – every 2 days, because when you come in, you got 48 hours to visit. So there's almost dudes lined up every 2 days, and it's not just scrubs. It's big time guys committed elsewhere, 4-stars, 5-stars. And we'll be walking through all of it tomorrow. We're going to talk about who's all coming in this weekend one by one and talk about where we stand in each one of their recruitments. I really appreciate it. It's a ton of fun to talk recruiting. That's my thing. That's what I enjoy talking about. So if you enjoyed it, like this video, subscribe to this channel. Let me know what you think in the comments, and let's have a conversation. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5, and we'll get back at you tomorrow. We'll wrap this week up, put a bow on it, and get fired up for recruiting for the weekend. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank y'all for listening, and I'll see you in the morning. I'll see you tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.